The Justice Department filed suit Thursday against R.D. Robinson, a Juno sculptor who took possession of the MV Challenger in 2014. A previous owner had used the converted 96-foot tugboat as a floating bed and breakfast in Seattle. Robinson had planned to use it as an artist studio. But the aging vessel's wooden hull had deteriorated, and the vessel sank in 2015. The Coast Guard raised the tug and towed it away for disposal using funds from the Oil Spill Liability Trust Fund. It billed Robinson 2 years later, but hasn't been paid, according to a complaint filed in federal court. In a 2016 interview with the Juno Empire, Robinson disputed he was the Challenger's lawful owner and therefore responsible. Governor Bill Walker signed Senate Bill 92 this year, which creates a new titling program requiring owners to register their boats. The bill also streamlines impound procedures. Derelict vessels are a growing problem in Alaska. The MV Lumberman, another World War II-era tug, currently lies abandoned in Juneau's tidelands. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.